Crawfish fanatics put more than just spice in their boils. They put time, effort, attention, maybe even personality and pride. It's no surprise then that once they find a signature approach, they're bound to stick to it and defend it. But as a crawfish lover, as someone who's always hovering over the boiling pot and ready to wedge myself into a crawfish table, I'm fascinated by different techniques that give different results. Consider the ice chest method, a technique you're more likely to see in Cajun country than New Orleans. But sure enough, at the Carrollton Avenue Beer Garden Bouret on Wednesday nights this month, you'll find a batch of it being prepared, first in plain boiling water, then over to an ice chest where the seasoning is added. Within this vessel, it all steams together. I had my doubts, but I was impressed. Tender, bursting with flavorful juice, and not overcooked, the bane of so many boils. Then there's the style called Viet Cajun crawfish. This is boiled crawfish caked with a thick coat of garlic butter. It's rich, heavier, and usually much more expensive than regular boiled crawfish. It's a style that started in other cities and is finally boomeranging back to the crawfish heartland of Louisiana. You can believe it's raised some eyebrows and has its detractors, but I've been enjoying digging in at a handful of places around town. That list starts with Big Easy Seafood in Gretna and Mr. Crab House and TD Seafood Pho House, both in Harvey. It's on the menu at Boyle Seafood House on Magazine Street, and the Gertown Market CNA Seafood will add garlic butter by request. Now, none of this will replace the traditional Louisiana crawfish boil, but what I love about sampling all this stuff is the way that different cooks within different schools of thought have their own distinct styles, and the way that each is convinced theirs is the best. After all, even when crawfish goes off script, it always starts with the cook. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.